This is Radio Olin KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial, coming to you live from our studios at PubliSalud in the city of San Fernando. This is your show, Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that promotes the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions with experts and leaders in these fields. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is your host, Silverio Pelayo.
Lilith Daftian.
And Kayane Iskandarian.
TRL in the house. Woo. How y'all doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good. TRL stands for Tobacco Retail Licensing, of course. Mm-hmm. And this is the TRL team.
Yes.
Together as on this one. Show for the first time.
All together for the first time. Yeah. We're always together, but this is the first time on the show.
That's true.
Because I finally decided to join.
Yeah, that's true.
You're so lucky to have you today.
Oh, thank you.
That's true. This is the first time that the team has officially done a radio or hosted a segment on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to be here with y'all. Thanks for joining me.
Likewise. And I actually wanted to check in with y'all because we're about to end January, the first month of the new year and the new decade. And I wanted to kind of check in and see how y'all are feeling moving forward, leaving the past behind. So if y'all have anything you want to add, please do so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that so far 2020 has been difficult in different aspects, like regarding personal life, regarding mental health, regarding dealing with anxiety, trying to find my place. And, you know, like, I know time is a social construct, and technically, you know, we've created the concept of New Year's, right? Where we want everything to start off great, start off perfectly, and the reality is it's not going to be like that. So this month has been more of trying to understand that, cope with it, deal with the different situations I've been going through. Mm-hmm. It's been an interesting month because even though I've had a lot going on, that's not very, you know, positive. Mm-hmm. I've been able to channel my energy into different things that I've been wanting to do in 2019 that I wasn't motivated to do till now. So in a way, those challenges have helped me finally get to that place where I want to be. And so I'm hoping that's going to continue in 2020.
That's amazing. That makes me happy to hear.
Yeah. 2020's been good. I don't usually use it like as a marker to, like as New Year's resolutions and such. But it has worked out, interestingly enough, though, where there seems to have been like this new breath of life in my life as it relates to just some healthier practices, like eating habits and stuff like that, which I had started before my daughter was born and then kind of all just ended after she was born. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe I'm rounding out this cycle, and now I'm like,
I actually have a follow-up question to that, Silverio. Because oftentimes I know we hear, obviously parenthood, I wouldn't know, but parenthood is very difficult. But we always hear all of the positives of it, which is a really amazing thing. But I was wondering if you feel like you lose yourself or you lose parts of yourself in raising a child, and if you feel like maybe you're kind of coming back and finding home to yourself again in this new phase in your life.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, thinking on it, you lose because you're taking care of another human being. Mm. And so in a way, yeah. But not maybe in the way that folks might think.
Mm-hmm. And do you think you're kind of like coming back into yourself, or you're rediscovering yourself now? Kind of like how you mentioned you're picking up eating healthier now. We're like doing certain things for yourself. Do you feel like, or is this something you just kind of like go through throughout raising a child?
Yeah, I don't know if maybe now I'm getting to a point where there's a certain degree of routine that makes it more manageable. I don't know that it's easier per se or like less heavy, but definitely there's maybe more of a flow and like a some type of like grace in it all. You know what I mean? It's definitely still hard, But yeah.
All right. All right. Just to kind of tie it back together and talk about how I'm feeling as the January comes to a close and as we really enter the new decade is I feel kind of conflicted. I think a lot of things have happened in this last month that have been difficult. However, I do feel like I have a very new perspective on life, and it didn't come with the new year. I think for me, that's really important to note because I don't fully subscribe. Like, I think the new year can be a very amazing time for you to try new things or try to develop as a person, but I try very hard not to make myself dependent on a day or a month or a specific time frame. I think my positive outlook is the result of years and years of trying and self-reflection and self-work. But like I said, although things have been a little rocky this month, if I'm completely honest, I'm very hopeful. And I'm looking forward to how everything's going to develop and the new decade. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Earlier, I know we were talking about some of the shows and stuff that we've been watching, right? On different media platforms and stuff like that. And specifically, like, I know we were mentioning media, right, as a whole, and the ways in which media impacts us, right, and like our well-being and such, and whether that's negatively or positively, right? Because I know we were talking about like I know y'all are watching Dracula, right?
Yeah,
we just finished.
We've
it
been
today.
Catching up at work together.
Yeah. During lunch.
Yeah, and I've been watching this other show, and then I think we started talking about the movie. So you should check it out.
I'm definitely going to watch it.
I already added it to my Hulu list.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. There's a couple other ones there. But and then you mentioned like he worked on Thor. And
yeah. Yeah. He's just definitely like a director that I respect. I like his humor. I like his style. And I definitely do have to like go back and like watch some of his movies that he's helped direct. But yeah, I just really admire him as like a person and the energy he puts into his films.
Yeah.
Also, I want to add the Dracula on Netflix. It's very, it's honestly, the show is not what I was expecting, and in a good way. It actually sort of ties to our conversation in regards to self-reflection and our self-worth and, you know, our fears. I really think that this show has a good message to send to us. Mm-hmm. And you might not realize it throughout the first two episodes, but on the third one you'll come to see it. And I think it's cool that Netflix is putting out shows that actually have some deeper meaning to it that is relatable to all of us, I think.
Yeah, it's really interesting because kind of like how Silverio was saying, like media or whatever we consume on the internet or through media can either be something very positive. It can leave you with an impression, a feeling, positivity, a lesson, or it could be something that maybe impacts you
negatively
or maybe not in as positive a way that you would hope to.
Right.
So it's just kind of like the duality of life and how like that always applies to so many different things. It could be either something really great for you, or it could kind of maybe take you down a road that you weren't anticipating or you even wanted.
Right. Or both, right?
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, and that kind of will lead us, I guess, to really the topic of today's segment is really, again, media, right? Mm-hmm. Consuming of media and the different effects it might have on us. And then also, what do we do when the walls seem to be closing in on us, especially in these times, right? Where, for example, earlier today, on you know, folks in the break room were watching CNN, and of course the impeachment trial is on CNN, right? And it's been on, and then of course the coverage on Kobe Bryant's recent death and his daughter and the other folks in the helicopter crash. So definitely a lot happening out there. Why don't we go ahead and take a music break, and then after we'll go ahead and continue this discussion. This next song is by El Búho, And the song is Mañana Tepoztlán off of his EP Cenotes. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll catch you on the flip side. This is Radio Lin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial, coming to you live from our studios at Polisalud in the city of San Fernando. This is your show, Platicando y Mejorando. This is Silverio Pelayo,
Lilith Daftian,
and Gayane Iskandarian.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that song by El Búho. Before our music break, we were just discussing the consumption of media, mm-hmm. The types of media, and also the positive and or negative effects of media consumption, and also self-care, and how do we decompress and de-stress from what I called earlier when I was sitting next to you and you were sort of expressing your frustrations, what I called the shouldering the burdens of a world on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I took it to mean as you were sort of just venting and kind of expressing your frustrations, was media as it relates to news events and such around the world. So, you know, whether it's the ongoing impeachment trial of Trump, or of course the recent passing of Kobe Bryant, the child detention, you know, housing crisis, a number of things, right? So mm-hmm. is that what kind of what you were expressing, I guess?
Yeah, it's so interesting, because I feel like, kind of like how I was talking earlier, is I feel like technology or media can be such a positive thing, but to the degree that we're consuming it and being like having access to it now, it just it's so weird that all of these stories seem to blur into one sometimes, and you just feel this weight and this pressure from the onslaught of media coverage and kind of these negative things that are happening in the world. Of course, there are things I could name, like kind of like you said, like we had like a very public figure pass. Like, there's a lot of things happening in the world, in LA, in with Trump. I can go on forever, but I think it's just the feeling of the amalgamation of all of these things. It's not even just one thing. It just feels like there's sometimes no escape, and I feel very overwhelmed by the weight of all of the things that are happening in this world. And the thing is, I want to follow it. I'm very interested in people and communities and this world and our well-being. So I willingly want to follow it, but it can be just so much that I feel like I'm just crippling under the weight of all of the things that are occurring right now, crippling under the weight of the things I can't say, the things I can't do, the people I can't help. It gets to be so overwhelming sometimes. And also acknowledging that oftentimes I'm in a place of privilege where I'm just hearing about it instead of experiencing it. And I hear this from a lot of people. I don't think it's just like a personal thing. Like, people just feeling so weighed down by all of the things occurring, but also our easy access to knowing it. Because if you really think about it, before, and it's a positive thing that we have such access to what's happening now, but before, media, news, all of those things weren't as easily accessible. Like, things would happen and weeks would pass before people even got word of it. So we're very lucky to have access to things that are happening now, but it can honestly get to be too much. And like, for me personally, I feel like I just can't actually escape it, both in my thoughts, but also if I take, like, let's say my phone, for example, any social media I go on, like I turn on the TV, I turn on like YouTube, like anything I go on is just an overwhelming feeling of so many things happening at once and like not knowing how to process them. I don't know if y'all feel similarly or can relate to this, but I would love to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah. As you were talking, I can't help but remember the day that Trump got elected. And I remember watching it on TV and like feeling this like sickness in the pit of my stomach. And it really hit home for a number of reasons, which I won't go into detail, but witnessing that moment and kind of knowing, and in some ways maybe it foreshadowed kind of like now what we're seeing now, right? And a lot of the things that him and his administration have been putting forward, and like you know, whether it's like the separation of families, you know, the attacks on folks that receive you know, public assistance, right? Like and a whole number of other things, right? But I definitely relate with you on that. I feel like it's definitely, there's a lot to pull from there. It's not a simple discussion, because as you said, you know, there's also a lot of positive qualities mm-hmm. about media and having access to sort of what happens around the world. I'm also thinking of like the I forgot what the name of it was, but like a few years back, I think it was in Egypt, where like Twitter was like a really big tool for folks protesting the Arab, what was it called? Like the spring, something like that. Do you remember that?
I remember, but I can't remember the name either.
It's escaping my mind, but like there was a lot of folks, I think it was in Egypt, there was folks protesting, and so people would like organize via Twitter or other social media platforms. And so I see that aspect too, right? Like the capacity for, in this case, social media to sort of help organize folks and that are working towards a common goal, right?
And this can be seen with a lot of social movements, protest movements in different countries. We saw it in Kashmir, which is, I believe, still happening. Iran, different countries essentially use it as like an organizing tool or a way to let the world know what is happening in their country. It's also happening very currently right now with Palestine and actually Trump trying to kind of... quote-unquote, bring peace to the Middle East through the continued imperialist colonization and genocide of Palestinians. It's also really interesting because we're noticing as technology and media develops, it's actually, it can either be like a positive tool used by people for like social protest or getting the word out about different things, or we're seeing recently that it's a tool that could be used by the state or the government for repression. Because if you think about it, the thing that connects us now is kind of media. Like I'm able to connect and hear the thoughts of people in Egypt or anywhere in the Middle East or Palestine or wherever it may be. But so imagine if a government or a state has access to cut off that form of communication. It's something that we're seeing used more and more. So that's also, it's also very interesting.
Yeah. It's crazy how much of a daily thing media is, in our lives. Right. And I'm thinking specifically like social media, a lot of folks have, you know, phones, right? And like, I don't usually go to a news website to get my news. I usually find news through like my Facebook feed, you know, which is really interesting because Facebook is technically a social media platform. But of course, you have folks sharing news articles, videos, and a bunch of other things. So yeah, and I sometimes think about too, like, what would life be without the internet, or like, you know what I mean? It would be, it would be interesting to not have that. It's almost like, and I'm sure there's like academic discussions on this, but like it's almost like another sphere of like existence, right? Mm-hmm. That we participate in, right? Social media specifically.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I can't help to think also about the dangers in media and how on one hand it can help us connect more and right, we have access to all this information, but in other ways it kind of acts to disconnect us even more, right? In a number of ways, whether it's like folks just on their phone all the time and not having a conversation, or and I'm guilty of this, right? Like just having this impulse of like wanting to check the phone. But in any case, we'll come back to this discussion. So we'll take another music break and we'll continue. So this next artist is Nicola Cruz, and this song is Cumbia del Olvido off of her album Prender el Alma. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll catch you when. Thank you. had some additional input on the topic.
Yeah, so I don't know. As someone who personally, I feel like I should be more in tune with the news and I should be more aware of what's happening in the world. So I'm going to make that a point this year. But as someone who usually is like disassociated from the news, like I don't usually go out of my way to look at it. Once in a while, I'll go online and check. But in that way, social media has been positive for me because it always pops up on my Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or some other media platform. So I'm able to get informed on what's happening. And of course, like being around people like you guys and my mom who are so into the news. So it's good in the way where it exposes those of us who aren't as aware. And I agree, like I also have a tendency to feel like I need my phone. It's almost become like an attachment to me, like an arm or a limb. If I don't have it, I don't feel right. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, and that's the other downfall of media, right? I always check if I'm bored or like, let's say I'm in a group of people and these people are new to me. I usually get shy or nervous, but I feel like it hinders me from actually going up to people and breaking that barrier and facing my fears and just getting to know people. And instead I just scroll on my phone just out of fear or like to calm my anxiety. But the reality is usually we're scrolling and we're not really getting any useful information out of it. And, that said, even if I'm out with my friends, for example, we have this unspoken expectation from each other to not be on it, which is good because we usually apologize to each other if we have to check our phone. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's the real connections that matter. It's not the connections on social media that matter per se. Of course, like if someone's across the world, you're not going to be able to see them and talk to them. And in that way, it's good. It's good to use if you want to meet with someone to make plans, but we shouldn't rely on it to create our relationships. Like if someone doesn't respond to us, for example, we might get upset, and I'm sure all of us have felt that way at some point. But the reality is like we've created this idea that media is running our lives. It shouldn't run our lives, and nothing should be taken personally, but we really need to reconnect with each other. And if we don't reconnect with each other, our world is just gonna spiral into just technology and, you know, these relationships that are not going to be as substantial as I feel like they were before technology existed.
Mm-hmm. I think to further expand the conversation, I often find myself not thinking about this. So lately I've been trying to think about it more and reflect on it more. But it definitely can be very negative. Like I totally acknowledge that. But I also think of the folks with disabilities. I think of people who are living in areas that maybe. Or they're living in areas where they're not feeling like their needs are being met. And I feel like technology and media can be an outlet for them. It can be about developing community. I think sometimes, like, I think I totally agree because, like, I feel like sometimes we're disconnected from people, from reality, from our feet on the ground, you know? But it could also, for pockets of folks, or not even pockets, for many folks, it's their way of connecting to the world. Like, I think sometimes, like, I'm coming from a place of privilege because, like, I am able-bodied and I am able to navigate this world easily. But I think of all of the folks who don't, maybe aren't able-bodied or have disabilities or don't have access, don't have money. Social media and technology can be a point of access and community building for people who aren't privileged enough to have easy access to it.
Yeah. I also was thinking about how the news, right, or TV, it's sort of like one directional. You consume, but in social media, it's actually participatory, right, as opposed to just consuming. Right. But yeah.
And just to go off of that, is recently I saw something that was like, don't consume media less, just cultivate it to what you need. And that's something that I've actually been personally applying. Is I used to be very unhappy when I would go on social media or when I would consume technology, because I was constantly looking at things that weren't positively contributing to my mind and my well-being. Mm-hmm. So recently I've been trying to cultivate my media to the point where I'm learning from the posts I'm consuming. I'm seeing things that are uplifting me. I'm supporting others. And like, it's honestly kind of been a, like, kind of like a form of self-care to change my social media.
Yeah, I think that's a good point to make, because I'm sure that many, if not all of us, have experienced this. We go on social media, we start to compare ourselves to other people, we compare our lives, or, you know, the different things we see can really put us down. And even Guyana has talked to me about this, and I follow a few different media pages on Instagram, some Instagram pages that every time I open my media, they show up, mm-hmm. and they actually put me at ease of mind because of what I'm reading, mm-hmm. instead of mindlessly scrolling, because I just had random things on my Instagram and it really was not contributing to my life in any way, shape, mm-hmm. or form that was, you know, important. So
now that we've kind of gone over the positive and negatives of media and social media and technology, I think it's important to kind of talk about what we do to like decompress from the negative onslaught or whatever it is. And it's not a new term, but something that is often used nowadays, and I think it's growing in popularity, is the concept and practice of self-care. And do any of y'all want to maybe expand on that? Do you have anything?
So we talked about this earlier, how you mentioned self-care is usually seen as, okay, I'm going to take this a few hours to myself, and I'm going to sit in a bath, put some candles on,
put on a face mask.
And I feel like a lot of us have been there, where we're at that like surface level of self-care. It seems like a short-term, like we mentioned, mm-hmm. before, it's sort of a short-term form of care, because in the moment it makes you feel good, but are you actually tackling your issues with that? No, not necessarily. And it's not that it's a negative thing. It could be helpful in that moment when you're not ready to actually face the or deal with what you're going through, that maybe you're just not there yet. But I believe that, you know, we need to reach a point where, yes, we can do those little things like putting on a face mask, putting on a candle, but we really have to sit down and be with ourselves and center ourselves and think, okay, you know, what is actually bothering me and what is actually going to help me in this situation that is going to help my mental health? Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And kind of we talked about earlier, there are different kinds of self-care, and like one isn't necessarily better than other. So kind of like the short-term self-care, yeah. we were talking about is like in the moment, taking care of yourself, maybe calming down, doing something that's going to give you a little happiness or yeah. a little like calm. But it's something that I'm guilty of, and I notice the people around me yeah. sometimes are guilty of, is like they focus on short-term self-care so much that they completely forget like your body, your mind, actually seeking help, like financial security. There's so many different parts of self-care that people need to delve into. The face masks are great from personal experience. I know that. But if you're doing, it's like almost putting a Band-Aid on like a huge wound.
Right.
It's not going to, kind of like Lilith was saying, like it's not going to fix your deep-rooted issues, no matter what avenue it goes down. So this is, I think, a conversation that we all need to have with ourselves and maybe even with people around us and people we care about, because there's more to it than just instant short-term gratification.
Right. And you know, over the years I didn't really realize it, what I was mm-hmm. doing. So as everyone in the office knows, I love shopping, but I noticed that the reason that I shopped so much, or like I would tend to just want to go to the store, is because something was bothering me, and in that moment buying something is gratifying. And I mean, mm-hmm. Silverio have talked about this before, but then at the end of the day I'd go home and those thoughts would come back. And even with working out, you know, working out is good for you, right? It's good for your health. And it's good for your mental health, mental and physical health, sorry. But in the moment when I would leave the gym, I'd feel great. But as soon as I stepped home, that feeling of anxiety would overcome me. So yes, it was a short-term goal, but short-term help to me. I wasn't realizing that. So I just want to share. So this past month has been difficult because my Just in general, readjusting. But recently, my grandpa got sent to the hospital about a week ago. And that's when, you know, of course, that's when you start feeling anxiety and stress because you don't know what's happening in your family. Everyone's stressed around you. But on Monday in particular, a lot was happening at once. And I think it's because I finally, all my emotions flowed because I was blocking them, which I tend to do. I personally, this is something I've realized over the years, that I block my emotions. And ends up piling onto one day. So my grandpa was in the hospital. I was tired after work, so I went on the. I was driving there on a freeway that I'm not familiar with really, and I got lost like six times because my GPS navigated me incorrectly, or because I wasn't understanding. And then my car started shaking and my engine wasn't working properly, and I was scared I'll get stuck on the freeway. And then I had a mental breakdown as I'm driving. I think we've all been here at one point. But definitely. I had a mental breakdown, and then anyway, so I visited the hospital, and after that, when I got home, I had time. I took some personal time for myself, and it helped that I was home alone. But in that personal time, I was just relaxing, for example, watching a show, again, as we said, short term. But then I randomly had this urge to start playing the guitar. So I've been telling Silverio for like the past year, I want to continue playing an instrument or relearn an instrument. And so I took that anxiety. And in that moment, I really wanted to play just to play, not because only it would help my anxiety, but because I wanted to and I hadn't done it. And I got that motivation from it, and now I still feel the effects of that motivation. Yesterday, I felt a lot better mentally, and it could be because music is therapeutic for me. So I randomly decided to go take a hip-hop class. And it helps when you're doing something because you want to do it, not because you have a idea that, okay, I'm going to do this, and it's going to help my mental health. But I know in the long term, this is going to help me because dance is something I've always loved. I've always done it, but I just wanted to do it, and I didn't find that motivation. But once I started one thing like guitar, I started dance. And of course, like, it put me in a better mindset, and it doesn't mean that my anxieties have gone away. Of course, my family, things are still happening. It's still affecting me, but I'm slowly getting to a place where I'm able to see things in a more positive way. And to try and reassure even family members, you know, everything's going to be okay, or don't put yourself down, or don't think so negatively. And I feel like when we help ourselves, we're going to be able to help other people too.
And just to kind of clarify, short-term self-care isn't bad. It's super important, because short-term self-care, if you follow up with it and if you are repetitive with it, it could be life-changing for you. I think for me, what I had in mind was, like, there was, when I was in college, I was having a very rough time, like, mentally, and I would kind of, like you mentioned, I would block out my emotions, and I wouldn't allow myself to feel what I was feeling, and I would put a face mask on, and I would be like, why aren't I feeling better? Like, why aren't, like, why is this not going away? But I think what you're describing is, it's short term, but it's a little more than that, because you're mentally challenging yourself. You're physically challenging yourself. And that's, like, uplifting you and helping you tackle things in your life that maybe you're having a really hard time dealing with.
Yeah. And it's like, it's sort of like a pre-preparation for when you want to actually go head on and tackle that
deep-rooted
issue. And it's, even if you can do one positive thing for yourself, it's going to trickle on. Like, for example, I just said that I've been doing activities that I wanted to do for a long time. And now I feel like I just feel this new burst of motivation, and I want to keep doing it. I didn't want to do it just in that moment. I want to keep doing it long term because I want to, and it's going to help me.
And it's important to realize that self-care or doing like is just different for every single person. Like some people find it through journaling. So, like it there's just so many different avenues, music, dance, journaling, doing nothing. Some people find a lot of care in doing nothing. And it's honestly just about exploring yourself and finding what uplifts you and helps you grow. Because it's more about just coping. I feel like for a long time in my life, I was just kind of coping or kind of what we always talk about, like on autopilot, just going through life, going through the motions. But I think it's important to find mindfulness in your life, in the things that you're doing. Self-reflection is just so, so important. I put on hundreds, okay, not hundreds, but I put on many, many face masks, but that didn't do anything until I was able to slowly be
aware of why you're doing it, maybe
not even be aware of why I was doing it, but just like look at my own reflection,
yeah,
like see myself, see the good, and most importantly see the bad in myself, and kind of come to terms with it, and then find avenues, like Lilith was saying, like dancing or singing or playing music that can help you channel, like using things as a vessel to explore yourself.
Maybe it's not self-care, but that the self-care is, right? Mm. In other words, that you weren't following some like script, or like it's not like you wanted to play the guitar because of, or in spite of, or you were trying to please somebody. It's like you had a natural inclination within yourself to do that, right? And in other words, so it's about following about how we were talking about media consumption and sort of like the negative consumption of media, but also just things in our lives in general, right? Mm-hmm. That can contribute to stress and this burden of the weight of the world, right? So it's not just media and such, but it's really also about what happens in our own personal lives. So with that, we're gonna go ahead and take a music break, and we'll come back to this great discussion. There's a correction I want to make. The previous artist, Nicola Cruz, is actually, I said her, but it's a male. Just wanted to make that correction. This next artist is La Yegros, and this is Arde featuring Puerto Calendaria and Sabina off of Sabina Scuba off of the album Magnetismo. And we'll catch you after this music break.
Oh,
Radio Lean, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial, coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. You're listening to Platicando y Mejorando. This is Silverio Pelayo,
Lily Daftian,
and Guyana Iskandarian.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Hope you enjoyed that last song. Just to wrap it up, we've been discussing a number of topics focused specifically on the consumption of media, the negative and positive benefits, and as well as self-care or the self-cares as a way to mediate the stressors brought on by either the consumption of media, but also just our lives in general. We touched on a number of different ways in which we can decompress and de-stress, right? And so I don't know if y'all have any closing thoughts on specifically on that topic or...
I just want to add to what Guyana said about being mindful. My friend, she's also been going through a lot of stuff recently, and she told me, you know, when you reflect on what happened in the past year, a lot of times we're like, oh, what happened? Like, I don't even remember much of 2019. So she got this app. I don't remember the name, but I'm sure there's many of them. It's a journaling app where each day you record, like, what you're doing that day and taking pictures of it, just so later you can reflect and see, you know, how you were feeling that day and where you've come. Or you, it doesn't have to be an app. You can just do it in your own journal. I personally, when I write down how I feel, it helps me a lot. Or I start doing poetry, and it's a good outlet. But the point is that, you know, we should be mindful. And I think it's really important to live in the present, because I'm guilty of not doing that as well. I'm either in the past or in the future, my thoughts. But if we ground ourselves, it's going to, you know, help us in the long run. And at least we can reflect back and see where we've come when 2021 comes around.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like, I think it should be kind of like a call to action for yourself. Because I feel like we've said it before, we said it a few times during the show, but it's kind of a travesty that I can understand why, because there is so many things going on in people's personal lives, and like on top of that, media and our easy access to it and everything that's happening. I understand why, but it's so important for us to try not to live our lives in autopilot, live right. our lives completely dissociated from ourselves and our hearts and our souls, and the people around us. So, I mean, do what you have to do. Everyone has their own tactics of like yeah. how to get through the day. But I would say, please, for your own sake, for the people around you, reflect and take care of yourselves. Actually take care of yourselves. Do those short-term things, but also put in the work for the long-term. Because genuinely, you deserve it.
Yeah, definitely. Really great discussion today. We can probably do an infinite number of episodes just on a variety of the topics covered today. We're going to go ahead and finish off with a few announcements, and then hopefully folks will join us for the next show next week. But coming up this Thursday, actually tomorrow, from 6 to 7 at Avanti Banquet Hall will be the Warriors for Justice Awards ceremony and dinner. For folks interested, you can purchase your tickets here at Pueblo y Salud, 1024 North McClay, Suite M13 in the city of San Fernando. For information, you can call us at 818-837-2272. Of course, there's the 10th annual Cesar Chavez Inspirational Youth Conference, Saturday, March 7th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Vaughn International Studies Academy at 11505 Herrick Avenue, Pacoima, California, 91331. And finally, on March 29th, Sunday, March 29th, is the annual Cesar Chavez March, Pilgrimage March for Justice. And again, that's Sunday, March 29th. 2020. And with that, we say thank you for listening and tuning in, and we'll leave off with a bit more music for you. And to finish off today's show, we have Chancha Via Circuito with their song Ilalo, album Bienaventuranza. And with that, we'll see you next time.
Dame claridad y tranquilidad. Lucero de la mañana, dame luz y dame calma. Virgen de la madrugada, dame claridad y tranquilidad. Lucero de la mañana, dame luz y dame calma. Virgen de la madrugada.